This January, Aaron Millian filed a claim for water on the Green River, with plans to divert it to Colorado's Front Range. The proposal and the many objections filed in response to it have raised questions about just how much water is available from the Colorado River and its tributaries. Millian is a graduate student at Colorado State University. His proposal with the Utah Division of Water Rights would pipe water 500 miles from the Green River in Utah to the Front Range. The diversion would be 55,000 acre-feet, about half the capacity of Rudi Reservoir. Millian says it's a simple project that brings water where there is demand for it.
It's a plumbing project. We're just looking at a small piece of the surpluses to bring new water supplies over.
But others say it isn't so simple. It's not clear that there actually is extra water. More than 30 protests have been filed with the Utah Division of Water Rights. Many of these come from organizations that think Millian's team is skirting some major issues.
What you're doing is putting everybody at great risk.
Andy Mueller is executive director of the Colorado River District, which is tasked with safeguarding Colorado's water supply, which comes largely from the Colorado River Basin. That's a big, complex system that feeds 40 million people across 7 states and part of Mexico. The Green River is part of that. It connects to the Colorado in Utah. So when you pull water from the Green, it affects a delicate balance that has been in the works for nearly a century. Here's some history. In 1922, 7 states signed the Colorado River Compact, a legally binding agreement. The 4 upper basin states, that is, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico, agreed to let a set amount of water flow downriver into the lower basin, Arizona, Nevada, and California. But it's really dry in these states. You know, the arid West. And climate change means there's even less water in the river. So when new players like Millian try to jump in the game, it adds some real tension. In the worst-case scenario, a serious long-term drought, the lower basin states can cash in on that compact. This is the dreaded compact call. As Zane Kessler with the River District explains, we've never been through that before, but he thinks a proposal this big would push us closer to the edge.
We don't know what happens on the other side of that cliff because we've never been through it. We do know that it could cause chaos on a number of different levels, and that's, I think, the biggest concern for a lot of us.
But Millian isn't too concerned about a compact call. He says basically it's an empty threat and points blame for any shortages at the lower basin states, saying they use more than their share. Plus, he says, this water is needed right here in Colorado.
We shouldn't let the water go to the lower basin while we're faced with the impacts we are on the upper basin.
The River District thinks he's oversimplifying because it's actually not totally clear how much water Colorado has left to claim. Mueller explains that recent studies have shown the state is probably already using its full share.
We think that we are at a point where we no longer have water to develop in the state of Colorado, in the Colorado River system.
So Mueller says the key to managing water in this complex system is working together. It's what has worked so far.
The entire river system is short of water, and we're all watching this very careful balance. That's the biggest concern, I think, that he's going around that developed consensus in our state.
That consensus surrounds all kinds of water users, everything from how to conserve water in cities to how to protect fish. Bart Miller is with Western Resource Advocates, which opposes Millian's project on environmental grounds.
The Green River is really a stronghold, has been a stronghold for some of these endangered fish. And so it's a place that I think a lot of folks are concerned about the impacts of a large quantity of water being taken out.
Plus, Miller says it's not clear how exactly the diverted water will be used, and that breaks the anti-speculation rules in water law. Millian has said the water would be used for hydropower, irrigating agricultural lands, and for municipal uses, like drinking water. But he hasn't said specifically who would use it in those ways.
I can't disclose that information currently.
Miller says that's a clear problem.
There aren't any identified users of the water. And in both Utah and Colorado, speculation for developing water just so you can have it is highly discouraged.
And that could set the foundation of a legal fight. For now, it's up to the Utah Division of Water Rights to decide if the project moves forward. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.